Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So it's not only been a party, it's not only been a celebration of women athletes, of female athletes, it's not only been inclusive of local homegrown girl Paige Beckers, who we will watch playing for UConn, but Susie has also run into the governor. Oh. So Governor Tim Walz is joining Susie Jones as they party at the Final Four preparations. Hey, Susie.
Yeah, in a million years, would you think I could say I was partying with the governor? I am partying with the governor.
That's a nice ring, yeah.
Hi, Jordana. Hi, Paul.
Hello. Hey, Governor.
Hi, Governor.
It really is a party atmosphere out here. We're looking down at the green grass at Target Field and a whole bunch of smiling faces in this room ready to be back.
It's amazing. And you guys, this place is just filled up. We've been here all afternoon and talked to great athletes and coaches and had an opportunity to talk to downtown Minneapolis business owners. It feels like a celebration. It feels like
it does.
We're right at, it couldn't have come together any better, except Paul Douglas didn't get us like 57 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I blame myself.
Isn't it? Hope springs eternal.
It does. I thought Susie was setting me up. She said there's been a whole bunch of great athletes sitting in this chair, and now she has me. But no, it really is. It does feel like people are back. We know that, you know, return to work and a lot of hard work managing the COVID epidemic, but it feels like people are really ready for that. I think all of us know that isolation and that missing these types of things, these are not just things you go to, it's part of who we are. And to have the Final Four and the nation looking at these incredible athletes and looking at our city, it's good. We need to show them that Minneapolis and Minnesota, we're here.
And you know, the Minnesota Lynx are the most successful professional team we have in the state of Minnesota. Yeah. And how we
this is title town.
This is title town.
Women bring them home.
Forget
to us.
About
so
Green Bay.
The women win titles in Minnesota.
Oh, Green Bay. Anyway, sorry. I digress. That just came out of me. I didn't mean to say that so loud. But it is, you know, we talked a little earlier about that. When we had our championships, the four of them, the parties we had, the parades we had, and it's really not like that in every other state in terms of embracing women in sports.
No, and I think there's a lot of pioneers here. I had the privilege, I think you were telling you that, I had the privilege to coach women's basketball as an assistant coach to one of the best coaches I ever worked with, Kendra Hinds at Mankato West. She
okay.
was a state champion when she was at Mankato East, and then the two of us worked together coaching some incredible athletes at Mankato. I think there's a tradition here. We've had female athletic directors in our high schools, I think, longer than any other state. And, of course, we have athletes that, like Lindsey Whalen, going into the Hall of Fame.
And
these people, and we're, you know, Paige coming home. It inspires them. I think the idea is that this event holds up all on its own, and Minnesota's the right place for it.
I was talking to my former colleague, Sloan Martin, who left WCCO to now call Big Ten Sports, and she said that the Big Ten had some of the highest ratings it's ever had, like more than 2 million people watching. So it's not just supporting them, it's actually showing up and watching. And
no, that's right, and there's a lot of shoulders to stand on. This is the Title IX lounge, and thinking about what Title IX did and that inclusion, and knowing we got a long ways to go. I know our women's national team, soccer team, making the case on equal pay, because as we all know, they draw large crowds, much larger than the men, because that inspiration. I saw it with my daughter. She has, you know, the Carly Lloyds and others who are heroes to them when they're growing up.
Did Paige play? Did your daughter play any sports?
She played soccer.
Okay,
she
played, and how about soccer Gus? With
Gus plays men's volleyball.
Really?
I did not know this, but I do now. One of the fastest growing sports in Minnesota. About 30 states have men's volleyball as a high school league sport, and that's what Gus found his niche.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And for our radio audience, we are talking to Governor Tim Walz. Paul and Jordana are holding things down at the station, and we are at this beautiful place at Target Field. The green grass is on one side, and there's food here if you're hungry, Governor.
She looks at me and says, she knows I never miss a meal, so I appreciate
that's
first
not
it's
true.
First it's the athlete.
That's
yeah,
not
Paul,
true.
I appreciate you sitting there and taking this all in as I'm
yeah,
having
and feel for you guys.
I feel for you, Governor. I do. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
That's a last. You'd have lots to say, Paul. If either Paul or Jordana want to jump in, feel free to ask a question.
This must be sweet relief for you, Governor Walz, with everything in your schedule and the last 2 years. I mean, this has to be like a breath of fresh air, right?
It is, and I think that's the way other folks feel. And I am, you know, think of all the planning that goes into this. And, you know, in January and February, looking at where those hospitalizations were and some of that, it was pretty nerve-wracking. But, you know, folks did the right things that they got here. And, again, I can't stress enough that these are the parts of life that are fun and that we like to do. And so that part feels really good to me. I mentioned when somebody said, you know, they said this early on, when this is over, what do you really want to see first? And I mentioned I want to see smiling faces in schools and people gathering laughing. And that's what they're doing here. And they're going to go watch some incredible basketball. And kind of, it does feel like, with I heard you talking, spring's coming, the snow's melting. We have baseball starting in a week. We got the Final Four in basketball. It does feel like maybe a restart. And I think we all need it.
Yeah, amen to that.
Sure.
And Governor, while we have you, just some advice for the future. You know, Paul and I just read a story that inflation, money issues are the number one cause of stress, the number one concern for Americans. Can you offer us, I mean, obviously you mentioned kind of getting out of COVID. Can you offer us some advice, suggestions, a way forward for Minnesotans?
No, I think it's recognizing that. And, you know, it's having, I hope we learned a lot of empathy during COVID, that not everybody had managed, you know, the same way in terms of economically. And I think when we see these things, just making sure that we're making smart policy decisions that recognize families are looking at when they see gas prices, and they don't, it doesn't really matter to an individual what's causing those prices to increase. What matters to them is they've increased, and that's a direct impact. And I think that showing some grace coming out of COVID, we've seen stresses up, we've seen airline fights and just kind of a more of a meanness. I really think an event like this, kind of showing grace to one another, recognizing that people are going through challenges, and we get through these together. So I think, you know, the economy, the long-term indicators look good, but a recognition that, you know, prices increasing impact families greatly, and we should make sure that we're very cognizant of that.
Governor, are you optimistic that the downtowns are coming back now that the virus appears, God willing, to be fading, and we'll keep an eye out for future variants, but are you optimistic? Minneapolis-St. Paul, the drivers, the economic drivers for the entire state, we need the downtown
absolutely.
To be successful. Are you optimistic?
Yes, absolutely. And I think there's no doubt that the future of work looks a little different as people working remotely. We found out our our pets and our children sometimes like having us around and managing life. But I also know productivity, sharing an office culture, being downtown, going out on the patios, all of that matters. And I think now where we start to see that, that's why people are talking about how can we make sure not only health-wise are we getting people back, but safety-wise to make sure people feel comfortable. And I think showing this story of showing, you know, the thousands of people are on the streets down here, they're enjoying it, the restaurants are open, people are coming from work. I'm very optimistic, but I think now we need to re-envision what does kind of this post-COVID workplace look like. But I don't ever see people, I mean, I hope not, where isolation, working from home, ordering food, you know, that's dropped off at your door, you lose the human experience. And work can be a challenge enough, and being in your house 24/7, I think people are hungry to literally to get back down.
And I wanted to ask another question. I hope you guys don't mind back there.
Please.
We are coming up to the final weeks of this legislative session. Third week in May, by law, it's not a budget year.
Yep.
So that's always a little easier. However, there's an almost $10 billion budget surplus that at this point, I don't know if all the ducks are in a row for how that's going to get spent. How would you characterize the final weeks of the session, and what would you like to see done?
Yeah, well, first of all, Minnesota is one of the only few states with a divided legislature. It means compromise is the air that we breathe. We got a nice move yesterday on reinsurance. We had some moves today on supporting Ukraine. I think there's movement. There's good relationships that are happening right now. I really believe, going back to that question, you know, about the economy asking and people are kind of hurting on that, it makes sense to me to get money back in folks' pocket and then think about the things that we're able to do, whether it's investing in education or some of the research we're seeing at our universities. There's plenty of wins here, and reminding folks, this surplus was created not by tax increases. It was created by consumer spending that went to durable goods, and tax collections were higher. That won't always be the case. So I think that what you're going to find is what I think everybody kind of hopes for, is a compromise amongst folks that gives a little bit of what everybody kind of wants and does so fiscally responsible. So I'm still very hopeful. I think the last couple of days was some real breakthrough stuff, and I thank the legislature. It's hard. The legislature has to get a majority of folks. You got to get 202 people kind of moving in the same directions, the herding cats thing. But I think Minnesotans are speaking very clearly. Get us some relief right now. Get us some long-term relief where they can. Invest in the things we care about. And let's get back to the business of living our lives kind of the way we did.
And special session? Is it even on the table?
They're not special anymore.
No, they're not.
I'm a deadline believer. And we had an April 1st deadline for this bill around insurance.
Yeah.
And it was real. And it got done. And I think all of us, it's not about procrastination, it's just hard. But what I would say is, for myself, for the legislators, the public has deadlines. They have to get their work in. They have to be at work at this time and end at this time. We should do the same thing and just let those deadlines help force some compromise that we have to get done. That's what this one did.
All right, Governor. Paul and Giordano, the governor just told me he has to go. And before he goes, he wants to get over to the food table.
Oh, Susie.
It's just an easy target for this stuff. Yeah. But, well, we do want to say to everyone who's visiting Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota, welcome. You're welcome here. It's going to be a great weekend of high-quality basketball, and enjoy yourselves here in this great city.
Hey, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Susie. Well done, and thank you,
nice.
Governor Walz.
All right, and thanks to Governor Walz, and thanks to you for listening. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.